Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jamestown City Mail Carrier Joanne Ray joining us. And Joanne, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for taking time joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We were able to pull you off the street for a little bit to talk about an awesome event coming up this Saturday. It is the National Stamp Out Hunger event, going on for 26 years now, and Jamestown going to be participating in this. Joanne, for our listeners, would you mind explaining what Stamp Out Hunger is?
Stamp Out Hunger is our big food drive that helps out needy families in our community.
Okay.
The letter carriers take this day. It's always the second Saturday in May, and we go around and collect non-perishable food items that are left at the mailboxes.
Perfect. So instead of dropping off the mail for that day, you'll be dropping off mail and picking up some non-perishable food.
Yes, yes.
Perfect. So how can individuals get involved with this, Joanne? Because anybody in the area that you guys are serving can participate, I'm sure.
Yes. What we do is we typically deliver little postcards a couple of days beforehand, just to let you know, kind of a reminder that we'll be coming around. So if you get one of those, absolutely set it out by your mailbox. Usually we say by 9 a.m. If your mail comes earlier, put it out before, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. We will have volunteers coming around helping us as well, so they might come a little earlier. So 9 o'clock is a good rule of thumb.
About 9 o'clock. Perfect. And we should go over, of course, some of the items that individuals who are listening can put out, right?
Yes. Non-perishable. So what we're asking is nothing that's refrigerated or, fresh or needs to be in a freezer. So like your cereals, pasta, canned fruits and goods, vegetables, any your box goods, macaroni and cheese, mm-hmm. etc. There's so many things you can donate. Healthy items, as well, oatmeal, grains, olive oil. There is a great need in our community, so any help is appreciated.
Absolutely. Anytime a donation can happen, there's people out there who can benefit from it. And Joanne, looking at kind of some of the past Stamp Out Hunger events that Jamestown has had, we've had some pretty good success with that, right?
Yeah. Last year, we had collected around 2,500 pounds. The year before, 3,300 pounds, and that all stays here in Jamestown.
Awesome. Perfect. And I believe goes to the Salvation Army, right?
Yes. Yep. Okay. They are the ones that will be helping collect that. So that's a great, great cause. So anybody that can, we just encourage you to place out your food.
Awesome. Joanne Ray again joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Jamestown City Mail Carrier. We're talking about Stamp Out Hunger, which is coming this Saturday. So, of course, there's items that people can't donate as well. We want to make sure that those are stressed as well.
Yeah. Don't put anything that is frozen, homemade, or home canned items. Anything that's expired, fresh food is always good.
For sure, for sure. And we kind of said it already, but the donation does stay local and helps out individuals, and the Salvation Army will kind of take it from there, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Perfect. So if you have any leftover items, if you have some non-perishable items, make sure you set it out by the mailbox, right? That's kind of where it needs to be?
Yes, and that way okay. We can see it, and we'll be sure to either collect it ourselves or one of our helpers will be out getting that in the morning.
Awesome, very good. Joanne, is there anything else with Stamp Out Hunger? I know it's raised a lot of food nationwide in its history, too.
Yeah, the National Association of Letter Carriers. Last year was our 25th annual food drive, and nationwide, they collected 75 million pounds, which is the third highest total in the event's history.
Wow.
So combined with last year's record, it makes a two-year total of 155 million pounds.
And all of those donations, of course, stayed local in their own communities,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's so awesome. So do you kind of know, why the thought behind starting the event? I know it's been 26 years, and you've been doing it here in the community for a while, but do you know kind of why the mail carriers decided to do something like this?
Well, I think it's just a good way that we can kind of pay back to our community. Mm. We're out there anyway. I'm not sure the official reason why it started,
for sure, yeah.
But it's just a great cause, and we we deliver anyway, so it's just we're just another vessel, I guess, to get it across.
Right, and I love this because it's a great way to get involved with the community. You know, there are those people who are dropping off our mail every day, and we may not see them, but this is a good way for you guys to get recognized as well.
Yes.
So, Joanne, if anybody has questions, do you have anywhere they can go to ask you or to find more information on Stamp Out Hunger?
We do have a website. If you go to the NALC page, there's Stamp Out Hunger link. You can click on that to find additional information.
Okay.
I do have some people that will say, well, we're going to be busy this weekend, so what can I do about that? You can take your donations, you know, directly to the Salvation Army.
Awesome.
You could drop them up at the post office with the window clerk. Some people have even made arrangements with me. We'll be gone Saturday. Can I leave it Friday? And that works fine, too.
Perfect. So they can make those arrangements then. They
yes.
can still help out with it. So make sure you have plans to participate. National Stamp Out Hunger this Saturday going on in the Jamestown area. Joanne, anything else you wanted to add in there?
I think that's about it. But we appreciate any help that the community gives. We have a great community, and we're looking forward to Saturday.
Perfect. Joanne, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
You're welcome.